Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Hey, everyone. We're back and we're tan, although I don't feel tan.
I was going to say, Tracy, how are you in Hawaii and not tan?
Yeah, but you guys, I learned my lesson from the last trip to Hawaii, and there was a lot of suntan lotion going on.
So it wasn't that, it's not that you're not tan, it's that you're not red.
I'm not burnt.
Yes.
Yeah. That's it.
Fantastic, fantastic time. Oh my gosh.
So true. Yeah. So
there's
so much to
we
say
brought
about
someone
it.
With us from the islands, you know.
Let's just keep talking and pretend we don't see the other open screen.
Yeah, we haven't done this in a while. You know, as far as we have a QHHT level 3 series that we do. And so we hadn't done it in a while, so we're so excited. That song finally got through. No.
Yay.
So
absolutely.
That's what we'll be doing tonight. It's just getting to know Saba. This is so wonderful. You see, you're like one of our most recent. We had several all of a sudden, not once, just came through. So this is how it goes, guys. Please don't think this is I'm going to say that's a really, it's not a tough thing, stuff like that. But Saba's going to say something entirely
I'm
different.
I'm going to say something different. It took me 16 months.
I want you to be completely honest, Saba, okay? Because, you know, but some people, I don't know what they're thinking out there. We had some little comments made today about why there are not very many level threes. And, you know, I think you will reiterate this, but I know from what I have seen, what happens in the level three class is a whole lot of personal development stuff. You work through your own stuff. And so that's why it takes different amounts of time for people to get through. It's just, you're working on you at that time. And so it's not that this is complicated or difficult or anything like that. It's that you've got your own work to do to get through. And so anyway, but we'll let you talk about your journey here in a minute. But I just wanted to get that out there because we had some people go, well, this must not be very good if there's only, because I think we're now at 40 level threes, which is really exciting. Because for a
very
long
good.
Time, we were at 10.
Yeah.
10 around the world, 10. And
wow.
Then now, yeah, it's like, I think what it is people are starting to realize and believe that they can be level three. So they're getting through. And that's what it really is about. That's what I mean about that personal growth thing. You have to believe. It's like the, what was it? Was it the 10 minute mile or how, whatever that record that was broken for, I can't remember if it was 10 minutes or what, but they said it was impossible until the first person did it. Then, oh, it can be done. So then others are, you know, they do it all the time now. So it's kind of like that. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe that you can do it. And this is with anything. You know, as long as you are doubting yourself, you know, you've got your own work to do. And it's just dependent on how long it takes you to do that. But you never, you will never not pass. If you, once you enter that program, it's just up to you and how long you want to take to do it. So there, that's out there for the level three promotion. So
I like that. You will never not pass. That's not true. You won't pass if you don't participate in it. You're not
yeah,
getting.
I mean, you just don't quit. As you don't quit, you're always in the game. You know,
yeah.
But if you quit, you're quitting on yourself. So somebody out there might need to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a 16 months, very humbling experience. Definitely at the end of the 16 months, if I felt very accomplished, like, okay, I did this. So yeah, it was very rewarding, even though it took so long, it made the accomplishment feel that much more better, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
A lot of emojis were used when Saba passed. And I think you were traveling when it actually happened. So
you weren't even aware, I don't think.
No, I think I was like, what? How come she didn't tell me?
I was in Argentina. I was in the middle of Argentina, like somewhere really with no reception.
Yeah.
I love it. See, so, you were living your life. You weren't sitting there going, oh, is it going to happen? When's it going to? It's when you stop doing that, because I think before you were doing that.
I was crying. I was literally crying.
So, and yeah. So it's when you're like, you know what? It's going to be what it's going to be. And I let it go. Then it all fell through. It all fell through. It fall into place. So
yeah.
Very cool. So anyway, Saba.
Yes.
What we want to do, let's see where you came from. Where did all this start? Because you didn't come in, obviously. You did not come in accomplished level 3 practitioner. So
I didn't have any spirituality.
Where did your journey begin? Because I don't think you were metaphysical at all. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. So, and a lot of people are finding themselves in that situation. So your story is really cool.
Yeah, I came from a really strong real estate background for many years. Very busy working with celebrities and attorneys. And so I was really used to this high-paced energy in this wonderful corporate environment, and something wasn't right. I've gone through the loss of my sister, and that kind of started the start of looking to find out what is out there. And my husband started to get not well, and I was just two clicks. It took me, I was just Googling, and I came across someone mentioning your lovely mother, Dolores Cannon, and how there's this amazing opportunity that people can tap into their subconscious and heal. And I thought, my husband probably wouldn't be okay with a practitioner. Maybe I can learn this. And so I clicked, and I thought, I didn't know who Dolores was. I didn't know anybody. I just clicked on there and I said, oh, I wonder where there's a class. And there was one 10 minutes behind my house.
I wonder if you were supposed to go.
I wouldn't have gone if it was 45 minutes away, because I didn't understand the value or who, what, when. I didn't know she wrote 17 books. I found that out from you in class. So I clicked on the class, and my whole office was completely upset because they said, we have so many contracts pending, like almost 20. And how are you just going to walk away for 7 days? Oh, you have ADD. You'll be back in 5 minutes. So what I did was I came into your class. I strategically sat right by the door and I looked at it and I said, okay, I give her 5 minutes. If I can't do this, I will know within 5 minutes, because I'm so used to making split decisions very fast. So I gave it 5 minutes, Julia. And here I am.
I didn't know there was that kind of pressure. It's a good thing I didn't know.
What did you say in those
five? Really? What did I say?
Oh, if you really must know, within those 5 minutes, you mentioned something about a soul plan. Okay. And I was like, what is she talking about? You said, yeah, you know, my mom wrote some books. And I was like, oh, she wrote books? I didn't know anything, right? And you mentioned the soul plan. And rewinding back about a year prior to this class, a friend of mine came up to me and I said, why were you working at a particular job when you were supposed to be in IT? And he says, well, I was there to meet my wife. I had a meeting and I knew that a long time ago, since I was a little kid, that I was supposed to meet my wife at this place. So that's why I worked there. And I said, you mean like a dream? He goes, no, it wasn't a dream. I had a meeting. And I kind of like just forgot about that. And then within those 5 minutes, you said, yeah, you know, when you have a life plan, the soul gets together and you plan out that life. And I thought, is this really happening? And there, the connection happened and someone with ADD vanished. I don't have ADD since that day. It magically disappeared. I mean, I could sit through meetings. I really had the patience after that. I really had a hard time breaking away to go to the bathroom. I would run to the bathroom and take the breaks and run back.
Oh. Wow.
And could I share my session experience in your class?
Yeah, you share whatever you want. That's what we want, is your story, your journey. You know, that's we want to know you.
Okay. So you did, oh my God, the most amazing class. And you said, all right, you guys are going to break off and do sessions with your friends or whoever you want to pair up with. Mm-hmm. And so I paired up with two lovely women And we started doing our sessions, and you said, oh, you'll have, like, you know, really smooth lives. It'll be okay. And Julia, I went in, and the past life was literally a war zone. I was in the army. I was a young male whose leg just got blown off, and I was screaming in that room. And those other practitioners were like, what?
What do we do?
Yeah. So, and then the second session, I put a girl under, and this was very foreign to me. As I said, I didn't have any metaphysical background. Mm-hmm. She went under, and she was describing a life on another planet, and she started speaking a language that definitely wasn't from planet Earth. And so we all panicked. We're like, what is happening? And then this loud boom happened in the room with this AC. So we thought they're coming to take her. We didn't know what was happening because we were talking with this person who's from another planet. So that was my experience.
Well, and this is funny because, you know, you have nothing back there to draw on. And you're like, what have I just stepped into? God.
Zero. So of course I came running to you after these sessions, panicked, right? I'm sure you remember that day. You were sitting out by the and you said, oh, okay. Those were your first sessions. Mm-hmm. All right. And so you explained to me, no, this is normal. It usually doesn't happen your first round. And you guys had the trifecta of all these wonderful sessions. From there, really, it's just grown into an absolute passion to see so many beautiful sessions that I've been able to have the honor to be able to be the practitioner is absolutely how it feels, an absolute honor. And then, of course, I learned your story, your mom's story, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
Something that just came in, I wonder if, because you're talking about you had ADD, and I wonder if maybe to keep your interest in there, that might have been why you had those kind of sessions to get you hooked. It's like, there's something here. If it would have been just a really boring life, and the thing is happening and very slow moving, I don't know, it might have lost your attention. So it had to be something like, there's stuff here.
You're probably right, Julia. I think it needed to be that pow moment, especially if those who know me, my personality, maybe that's what I needed. But yeah, and the sessions have been amazing. Could I share a couple of my sessions?
Absolutely.
Before you do,
yes,
I want to jump on here. I realized I was not on the metaphysical hour in the restream. So I do want to tell everybody, I noticed that there's some comments going on Facebook underneath the banners that are playing the show. If you could click on the banner and it opens it up, this is Facebook, it'll open it up and then comment in there. Then we can see them. So if you're watching the show and you want us to see your comments, click on the banner or click on the show, it'll open up a whole page and then chat in that chat box. Because when you're posting underneath the actual post, we're not seeing those, just so you guys know. And we do have Tiffany in the chat room. She's going to, if you guys have questions for Saba, go ahead and put those in there. And if we have time, we'll read her off some questions. So just the chat room control person here. So, all right, now. Everybody got your popcorn. We're going to hear some sessions. I promise to make faces during this. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Okay. So one of there's so many favorite, but one that I would love to share with you is this young man who came into session. He was an atheist. And heard about, you know, Dolores Cannon, was so interested in understanding what the session was about. Mm-hmm. And he came in immediately after the induction, was connected with Source.
Of course. That I love it when they do that, because it's like, that's their biggest question. And so it's like, boom, we're just going to show you right off the bat.
Let's just put you in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you know anyone who's gone away from Jesus, this is the place. Okay, seriously, he believed in God after that. He was like, oh my God.
Personally.
Oh, totally. He was like, I was in that complete love and I know I was with my creator.
Wow.
Felt that energy.
Wait a minute. What? I'm sorry. I told her on the phone last time I'm going to be very animated, and because I know I'm not going to talk very much this time, so I have to do something.
So. You can do.
What? Yeah, so that one's definitely up there, because again, he connected with Source and he just cried. It was such a beautiful experience to watch him to be able to connect with Source.
How did you feel after that, Saba? Because that's kind of a big deal. This is like somebody is changing their whole perspective on life itself. Not just, oh, I healed my elbow. You know, this is like a life-changing thing.
Well, even healing your elbow is a life-changing thing, because it's like, it may have been something you didn't know could be healed.
True.
How it is. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I have to say, that's one of those landmark those sessions that really showed me the importance of this work, the seriousness of this work, on how someone's life could change, where again they didn't feel that God was there, and now their entire perspective on that switched. So that session, yeah, thanks for asking, because Tracy, I that really showed me the seriousness of it.
Yeah, it's powerful.
Well, and something else that's very important to say here is this is why we say don't go in with no expectations, because you're not going to get what you want or expect to see. You're going to get what you need to see. And that person probably on some level had many, many questions about what it was really all about, you know, I think. Yeah. So then when you're dropped right into Source, you know, he probably has no questions anymore about
them. No, he doesn't. In fact, he had his opinion about Source and didn't go in thinking that that's what he was going to go through. So absolutely have no expectations, because he didn't have that expectation. And there was his answer.
Mm-hmm. So cool.
Exactly. The experience you're talking about, that was your level one class, right?
That was level one.
That was level one.
Fresh.
Ooh, talk about what happened. I mean, from those sessions, do you want to talk about how you started opening up personally and what started happening to you? Because that's a big deal. We talk about how these things happen. You majorly had it happen.
Yes, I do want to share that. So if you watch superhero shows and you're into sci-fi, sign up for QHHT for your activations. So absolutely, you know, in level one, I don't know if you remember, Julia, I had to wear glasses, sunglasses in the middle of class, because all of a sudden I was seeing so much. I had immense light sensitivity, and here I am, this person who sells real estate, who's wearing sunglasses inside a room. You know, within that first day or two, I was already wearing these sunglasses. So I started to see a lot more. So that's one thing that shifted. And what does see mean? I mean, I see a lot. Yeah, I see a lot. So that's one thing that's shifted in my life from day to day, just from being the practitioner and being learning about the sessions. The other thing is, in the middle of level two, I started speaking light language. Yeah, that was really overwhelming.
Level one, we were out that you were feeling the energy, you were feeling all of that too. And that was, it's like you had all these things really coming at you on both classes. So,
well, level one, it started with the eyes and then also the energy. So to give you an idea, so we had an excursion as part of our class, which was amazing. And so we were all of a sudden with hundreds, if not thousands, of people. I think we were in Disney, right?
Yes.
And I could feel and hear everyone's thoughts. And so I actually got sick. And I was like, oh boy. And I said, Julia, I have to go. Thank you so much. I'm going to go home now. You said, wait, what's going on? And you said, no, you know, you can actually tune it down and you'll be okay. And I thought, well, why am I hearing everyone's thought? Like, why do I feel their thoughts? Why do I know what's going on in their life? And so that again was level one.
Mm-hmm. You had the doors busted open right from the beginning.
She had the spiritual ninja in her head kicking down all those doors.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it was overwhelming. I was dry heaving right in front of Disney right there because it was like, whoa, like I can hear it, feel it. And then people would be way far away. And I'm like, I can feel that guy's that woman, everybody. And I thought, what's happening? My world is like shifted. Yeah. And that's all level one. You're right.
Yeah,
it was a fun ride. I mean, because it was a really long line to get into that ride. And so
yes, and so I actually had to stay with you the whole time to help me. You were helping me, coaching me through it, because when I went into the ride where there's caves, there was so much fear. I guess people with claustrophobia were in this closed spaces, and I was feeling their energy literally bouncing their fear. And I was so, wow. I was like, what is happening? How do I know that they're all feeling this and what's going on? So as I went through the ride, it started to get better when it opened up immediately, like the energy released, I guess, as soon as it opened up. So yeah, that was very interesting. And then,
I want to say this, Saba, this is off topic, but if you sit just right, the black lines between your blinds look like little antennas going up from your head. And I just want to say I'm being very entertained. Like, ooh, I got antennas.
She's in tune.
Captain, we're talking about how she's getting in connection with all these things. We're seeing antennas. It's happening right here, right now.
Yeah.
No, Tracy, light language will not be happening right now, right here.
You know what?
She'll try.
This is where I'm going to try. You're right, Julia. But I'm going to make it so easy on Saba and so fun for the audience. You guys, hopefully you're all watching this on video, because Saba knows she has magic eyes. And so, Saba, I want you to just scoot up to that camera and show her your eyes, because she's transmitting light language through her eyes. So just look into Saba's eyes and you'll receive a transmission from that.
Yeah. And share in the feed, share in the chat room what you're getting, because you will likely get downloads. You'll get something.
Yeah.
And it may happen later. It may be in the dreamland. It'd be some, but you'll, something's happening.
I want to ask you, Saba, how hard is it right now to not speak the light language?
Very hard.
I know. I can feel it.
I'm not doing it. I'm too embarrassed. I'm just not embarrassed. I'm shy.
But, too shy. It's beautiful light language. I have heard it. It is quite extraordinary. And light language, I keep calling it the language of your soul, your heart language. And I think we're all going to start knowing it as more like that than light language. Yeah. It's your soul language. This, we come from the stars and this is our language. So
absolutely. Well, Saba, now I remember, was the sound healing where it started, where it happened? Because that's what I remember. I don't know if it happened before that, but I was like, all of a sudden I'm laying there, we're getting the sound, music and everything. And all of a sudden I hear this other thing.
It actually happened in class.
Okay.
When we broke away to do our videos, and they asked me a question and something else came out.
Oh,
and it. Yeah. And I just started crying because I was like, what's happening to me? Am I okay? maybe I just made that up, you know? So all these things just went through my mind of like, what's happening. And then in class, I started drawing light language pages of it.
Yeah.
During class. And then at the sound healing is where I did the sound, the language of my soul, as Tracy puts it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was beautiful. It was gorgeous.
Thank you. So yeah, it's really been an amazing experience, because as I, you know, went in more connected with sessions and with learning, there would be more remembering of who I am. And I think that's the part that for me is just been so beautiful. It's been so healing. First of all of your love, you know, you, Tracy, and this beautiful family that we have with QHHT, and the support as I'm going through this major remembering of all these things that I ever was, you know, it's amazing. It's a very beautiful space that you've created.
So I'm a little slow to, oh, there was a starred question here. So this, we're going to go back and back in time. And we're going to go to a time and a place when you said, I saw a lot, which is what you were saying. Mm-hmm. It opened your eyes. You were wearing glasses because you could see a lot. And somebody in the audience would like to know, what does that mean? I know that you were saying you were seeing light and different things like that. Is there any more you can say to the comment, I saw a lot?
Okay, so seeing a lot for me was all of a sudden I could see people's feelings, thoughts a little bit more than I ever could have imagined, and also sensing. So I've always had some kind of a sense like, ooh, I don't like this energy in the space, you know, kind of feeling. But that was amplified times a million, where I can clearly feel someone. And so that my seeing was somehow happening with my eyes, and the physical sensations would happen because I would see exactly everything. I don't know how to explain.
I think that's what they want expansion on. What do you mean? I could see. Yeah. Saw everything.
Okay. So if someone's heart was just not right about something, I could see it all. I can see their thoughts.
So when you're saying see, this isn't with the physical eyes, right? It's like this knowing, this understanding, or you could see things with physical eye.
I can see things with physical eye. So I can see, just by looking, I can physically see and spiritual see. Somehow there was a connection. So I don't know how to explain it other than that. And then also, if there's energy shifting, I can see it. For example, level one, here's a perfect example of seeing. They had us in a big circle when we were finishing up class. Okay. And I don't know if I shared this with you, Julia. Did I?
You did.
Okay.
I think you did. Yeah.
Yes. So again, this is me. My world's rocked. You know, I just came from this corporate background. I'm like, what's happening? My life just shifted. And I'm sitting here, we're all holding hands, and we're just, you know, this lovely experience, and we're saying goodbye. And I think we said om or something. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden I saw physically with my eyes a big light shoot from the middle of us. And it was a helix, a DNA strand helix going up to the sky. And there was a class growing on a group of beings that were, it was kind of like a classroom that we were having, but then there was also a classroom up there. And then the helix went out through the planet, and I saw it. And I'm like, looking at everyone, like, is anyone seeing this? And then I see the helix go up to the sky, and then it just goes around through the planet. I just saw the whole thing in the middle of the room. And this is someone who, again, doesn't come with any metaphysical back, not understanding what just happened. But I saw the whole thing.
Wow.
And I don't know if I said it in that one, but I think I say them in different classes, the live classes, is that we had gotten information like that before, that while we're doing this class here, there are other classes happening on other dimensions, and we're all working with each other. Like, they're learning from us. Yeah. We're learning from them. It's all this thing going on. So that was total confirmation.
Right. And I believe I may have ran to you, and that's what you said. Like, oh, so I didn't make this up. Like, I really saw this, because I start to question my sanity at this point. Right.
Poor thing.
What's going on? What am I seeing?
Like, did she slip some psychedelics in that water bowl? Yeah.
I'm telling you what. Yeah, that was something. And then from there, just that feeling of electricity, but the seeing, yeah, that would be the best example of seeing.
Yeah, nice. That was a good example.
Yeah.
I can't help myself but to say this to you, Julia. John loves you. He says so in the chat room. So, John, that's sweet. He says, hi, Julia, I love you. You have to know. And Yasmin's saying that they saw the same kind of thing you're describing. They saw it in Hawaii as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of things happening in Hawaii, a lot.
Yeah, I think a lot activated there. A lot of things were happening. And then that swirling thing, although I thought I understood that it was happening at the same time we were there, but apparently it happened before mm-hmm. we got there, but it was close in time. But it's like, well, what was that?
Was probably setting the energy up.
And then that comet came through that I didn't realize that was, is that correct? That was the actual 25,000 year comet.
Wow.
We didn't see it, unfortunately. It was cloudy, but it was like
right. All
of this was happening.
Yeah, all the planets were aligning. Everybody was getting their little apps out going, do you guys see that all the planets are lined up? And you could look up at night and all the stars were lined up.
Yes.
And we were just having a lot of experiences and stuff that you didn't know when you planned it. You know,
exactly.
It wasn't stuff that you're going, hey, all of this is happening. We should do it this week.
Exactly.
It's all stuff that we're all like, what? Where'd you find that? Where did that information come from? And it was just kind of mind blowing. So yeah,
totally.
You know, we're all getting ready for Saba to arrive because she was being delayed.
I was delayed by 3 days. And the funny thing was, I was told you really need to make it to this meditation by our dear friend, Leah, who did a wonderful Akashic record reading. And I said, I'm not going to make it there because they have that meditation on a such and such day. And it got delayed. And I made it.
So she made it.
Yes.
She was fine.
Yeah.
The weather, that was something else. I mean, in fact, we almost called it on the last day because it was like, this is our only day that we can have it on. We pushed it back as much as we could because of weather. And then it was raining that day. And we're like, it just does not look good. We're going to have to call it in summer.
Summer was adamant. We're hiking.
Like, no, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. It can happen.
Yeah, she's
it
like,
can
whoever happen. Shows up, I'm taking them. And I'm.
Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, the sun came out.
Amazing.
Yeah, she manifested. It was a beautiful day. It was perfect.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because it wasn't even like so hot that you're dying. It was like, it was just
perfect
day for the hike.
Yeah.
That's wonderful, beautiful things happen when all these people come together. Like you said, I feel like it's completely orchestrated on other levels, who's going to be there and what we're going to do together, what we're going to accomplish, why, you know, all these things and all the planetary alignments, blah, blah, blah. All of that is orchestrated by someone much more talented than us to put these things together.
Us in a much more talented
or maybe on the other level aspect. Because I say the work that Jenny and Summer did to put this together was amazing. So much work.
Everyone for Jenny and Summer. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, those girls. Fascinating how much they were able to do.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, so should we go to level two, or are we done with level one?
That's what I was just wondering. So level two, you start doing light language.
Right, writing it and speaking. And again, the eyes, something got turned up again where I'm seeing more. And again, that seeing now would be with my third eye. Not so much physical, but for some reason, my eyes can't take in light. And I have to wear sunglasses. But the light language began, and that's where I questioned my sanity again. I'm like, what's happening? Am I okay in the head? What's happening? And I said,
I gotta stop coming to these things.
I think I actually met you shortly after that, didn't I?
Yes, that's when we met, and I asked you about the light language. Mm-hmm. I asked you about something.
Somebody said you need to talk to Tracy. Maybe it was Lisa. Mm-hmm.
Somebody did say you need to talk to Tracy.
Yeah.
I think someone did. And you reassured me. You said, no, dear, this is quite normal. And Julia told me, like, it's okay. You didn't make it up. You're fine.
Yeah.
You you're all right.
Yeah. And then there's Kaya who could demonstrate that stuff for you too. Yeah.
Right. Right. Absolutely. So yeah, it was, you know, again, the support that I received from everyone really helped me hold it together because it was such a overnight expansion, so to speak. So yeah, it was really amazing.
Yeah. Yes. And you do have a request in the chat room for your light language, but you know, just saying.
Yeah.
It isn't from me, but I am the one reading it.
Well, and something else, when you're talking about you're writing pages and pages, that's what I hear a lot about the light language. It's usually when people start writing it, it is, it's pages and pages where it's all over the place. It's just, it's so much. It's comprehensive. And it's one of those things, just, you just need to, you want to look at it because there's all kinds of information in there. If you are lucky enough to be able to see it.
Well, I would start to have vivid dreams where I would see light language kind of scrolling, not right to left to right, kind of. And this started happening after level one. Okay. So it didn't just, and level two, where I would be on a ship. You know, and I'm like, okay, is this a dream? What's happening? But my front door's open and I never, you know, left it. I never like leave it open. So, you know, so a lot of things were happening where I would remember these dreams very vividly where I would wake up and start looking at, you know, at my body to see because I remember receiving an injection or something. So there were so many changes that were happening increasingly. Okay. Mm. But again, this was part of my journey, because I went from zero metaphysical and just went, you know, very metaphysical. I did.
They call that the rapid ascension.
Yeah. Not everybody chooses the real thing because it can be a little bit discombobulating.
It can be overwhelming. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. I would say 5 years prior to that, try to work on getting some information on something, but that was too much for me. So I didn't go there. And then came Dolores and I tried again. And there's another session I would love to share with you guys.
Please do.
Yeah. Okay. So I had a lovely woman reach out to me. An RN. She's a master's in RN. And she called me and she said, Saba, I want to book a session with you. I want to know if you can help me remember something that happened to me when I was a very young girl. I was on a camping trip and I went missing for like the entire day. And I want to know if I'm able to know what happened to me. And she's now in her 50s. And she said, it's time to find out. And I said, sure, if your higher self thinks it's time for you to know the information, you absolutely will see the information. Mm-hmm. So I prepared for this session. And she came in and it was a lovely interview. Then she went into hypnosis very beautifully. And the information, again, could have been anything. I didn't know what could have happened to her. I kept it super neutral to let her tell me her story. And we went right to that specific time. And she was describing to me the whole scene. She was this young little girl telling me her mom's cooking, her dad's preparing the campsite. There's a cabin there. And all of a sudden, this really bright light catches her attention. She looks at the light, follows it around. And the next thing she knows, stairs appear out of this bright light that now looks like a ship. Okay. Mm-hmm. She goes up to the ship and she said the feeling of love. She just started crying because it was so much love and it was a reunion of some kind. And on the ship, I asked her, you know, where's your family? Are you worried about them? She goes, no, I'm not worried about them. I'm at this reunion. And I said, well, how come they can't see you? And she goes, I can see them from here. I'm in the sky. I'm floating in the ship and they can't see me because there's reflectors. So they can't see that I'm there. They're looking at the sky and they were looking for her for hours. Okay. So she was on the ship for what seemed minutes, but come to find out was many, many, many hours. Had this beautiful reunion with family, she said. Comes off the ship to find her family freaking out. And she said, "What do you mean? I just turned around. I was here." So in that real time moment, her memory was wiped. So she didn't remember that happened. In the session, she said, "You know, Saba, I just turned around and it was a different time of day. And my family was like, 'Where have you been? We've been looking for you everywhere. We're so afraid you were gone.'" And she said, "I was here. I was here the whole time." Fast forward to the session. It was a lovely session. She went back home and, you know, she didn't contact me for a couple of weeks. And she said she went into like some sadness, similar to what a near-death experiencer experiences, because she said there was so much love that she had never experienced it before. And she just kind of wanted it. Mm-hmm. And so she had to integrate that knowing of that whole experience, shared it with her brother. And her brother, who was younger than her, says, "You know, I do remember seeing a bright light in the sky from the cabin window." So now we have two people verifying her story. Yeah. So that was a really amazing session because she was able to get some amazing answers as to why did she disappear and why was her family looking for her for hours. And she was right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I have a question here for that one. When you brought her into that, did her higher self naturally take her to that in the past life, or did that come from you asking the question in the higher self in the SC?
All I said was, as soon as she went under and we were going, I said, "Now we're going to that place in time where it happened."
Perfect. Yeah.
That's it. Now we're going to that place in time where it happened. I didn't specify who, what, when, nothing, because I wanted her higher self to take her there.
Yeah. Okay. So that was from Anita in the chat room. And then we got another question about which was the most remarkable healing session that you can remember that you've had, the most remarkable healing.
Wow. Just recently I had a doctor come to me, who suffered from really bad TMJ, constant injections in the jaw, sometimes can't eat, has to eat soft food, really young woman, and really grinded her teeth, and it was out of control. Had a session within a few days, gone. She said, "I can chew gum, I can eat normal. The popping is gone," and it was completely gone, completely healed.
Now, my curiosity is, like, can you share what a little bit about where it was coming, what was happening, what was
causing? Where was the causing? Okay, it was stress because she was in med school and dealing with a divorce. And so the stress was causing the jaw. She was clenching her jaw a lot. And
probably wanting to say things.
Probably.
That's an older tongue.
Yeah, probably. So she was dealing with a lot of stress at that time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very cool.
Yeah. Other healings. Pain. Clients that aren't another medical student couldn't function, go to medical school. It had to take a break and started to have energy again and be able to function and be able to do everyday things because it started to get challenging because they just had no energy because I don't remember. Sorry. They were exposed to a virus or something. I'm not sure, but things just went out of control with their body. And so for her to be able to have her energy back and to be able to function. Mm-hmm. There's so many. And I, if they're listening and they're like, "She didn't mention mine, sorry." But yeah, so many amazing ones out there that, you know, today, you know, we'll see. My client was like, wow, I, you know, had some trouble hearing. And he's like, I'm really feeling like a lot of tingling now and a lot of itching in my ear, you know? So I'm really excited for him because sometimes the SC, it won't be like a complete turn on switch. It may take a couple days, you know? A couple of my personal healings, which I would love to share, is I had a 6-centimeter cyst that was getting ready to be operated on. Mm-hmm. And the cyst had began because I was angry at someone and I held the anger there and had a session by a practitioner. And when I went in for the ultrasound, because they were prepping me for surgery, they're like, it's gone. And I said, I know. That's the key. You need to know. You need to know that you're healed, right? So, yeah, I was gone. And they said, how did you do it? I said, do you really want to know?
Yeah.
And I told them how I did it.
Good. Yeah. Good. They need to know.
They need to know. Yeah. Yeah. It's fun. You know, some of the ones that think, you know, there's always going to be somebody that comes in with that expectation and then they leave thinking, well, mine didn't sound like the one I saw on the video on YouTube or whatever it might be. And then they get home and somebody was telling me the story, and I don't think it was you, Saba, but it was, correct me if I'm wrong. But anyways, they were talking about how their client was saying, well, that was a waste. Nothing happened, blah, blah, blah. And their spouse goes, didn't you go in for your knee? And then she's like, yeah. And they go, well, you're not limping anymore. You know? And so even when sometimes when we don't think it worked, it's working. Exactly. So, you know, even the ones that don't feel like they're those big grandeur, right in the moment healings, they're still like Julia, like you were saying, we don't get what we want. We get what we need.
Right. And
sometimes, like you were saying, Saba, you know, it might be a couple days later before it actually all snaps into place because the energy is becoming a match to that healing.
And like you're saying, you have to know that's you have to believe it. You have to know that this just happened. And that's all of that works together to manifest and get you in the place where that healing is.
Yeah.
Where the wholeness is. Boy, it's not even healing. It's the wholeness. It's
just... Right. The TMJ story, the doctor, hers was days later. And she said when she had the body scan, she goes, she didn't feel this firework sensation and thought, well, maybe it wouldn't happen. And then poof, it happened. And so like to share what you guys said, yes, it may not happen that moment. It may happen a few days later. If I could share a delayed healing of mine, that's a perfect example of that. I had vertigo and I kept trying to figure this out. And I'm so glad that it got delayed. Because I was delayed, I found someone that directed me into adjusting the foods I was eating. And it was all beautifully orchestrated. I needed to follow that path to get to where I needed to make some really big changes. And so sometimes it'll get you to pivot, to look here. And that's what I know. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
We don't have a whole lot of time yet. And I wanted, if you have anything else to share for your journey about level 3, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. I want to know what made you think, hey, I want to be a level 3. Mm-hmm. That would be cool.
I think all of you guys believing in me.
Poking you. Come on.
Tracy said, Saba, you can do this. Yeah, everyone believing in me and just really, I you want the truth? Something inside of me, my higher self, because as you're doing this work, you really get familiar with that inner knowing, that higher self, the subconscious. And it was like, you're going to do this. And I was like, what? And so I reached out to my friends, Tracy and some other friends, and they were like, no, you can do this. You'll be fine. And I went ahead and did it. And yeah, my life, the sessions have been really amped up. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on in the energy in the planet right now, but yeah, you know, it's been a really amazing journey being a level three, for those that are at level two or level one, you definitely can do it. There might be some tears and some sweat involved, but it's possible. You know, it took me 16 months and I'm proud for every one of those months.
You know, you hear it a lot where we'll, myself included, where it's like, maybe I'm just not meant to do this work. Maybe this isn't the right path. And you might go through that where you think it's time to ditch the whole thing and walk away. This is, you know, blah. And you just get into the tantrum, right? And then all of a sudden it's like, no, I can't do that. And then it all becomes very clear.
Yeah. So. Marilyn, amazing. It was a journey, like you said too, Julia. It's, you're working on you, mm-hmm. you know, and really getting, it's humbling. It's really humbling because it really adjusts the importance of every portion of this session. These people's lives are being changed, mm-hmm. and really holding that amazing, unconditional, loving space.
Yeah,
absolutely. It was a while before we realized exactly what was happening in level three. We knew we were honing further and getting it to this, you know, thing, but all of a sudden it hit. I think it was in 2018 when it dawned on me, you know, level two, we say we're honing your skills. And then level three, we're honing you.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what's happening. And yeah. It happens when it happens.
Yeah.
It's not one of those things you can push. You know, some people do their work before they ever come in. Some people do it after. Some people do it during. You know, so it's going to get done. You will not get through without it being done.
Oh, no. Marilyn made sure of that. She's like, yeah. You're not getting level three unless you do it perfect.
We do have a question in here of what's involved in level three, and you pretty much laid that out just now, Julia, but it really is, there is a big step from two to three as far as, you know, now you're level three. We're going to watch you. We're looking at you. We're honing us in. We're checking in with you. You're way more involved with your mentoring, you're helping coach and help others who are trying to get to the same place. It's really, it's a career move. We talked about that. When you decide, if you're a practitioner and you're thinking about level three, it's a career move. So be that dedicated to it. Yeah. You know, it is really important that this is your life work if you want to be a level three. Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, I think it won't be worth it to you what you need to work on if it's not a career move. That's why it's like it's testing you there. How much do you want this? That's what that when you're like, so I can just scrap the whole thing, and it's like, no, I can't, because you've already made that dedication there.
Yeah. Well, in the family, and it would be like walking away from your family, you know, whatever bond you've created with it. Mm-hmm. For me, that's what it would have been, like walking away from family. How would I even attempt to walk away from that? Mm-hmm. That just wasn't even an option. Right. So it just meant nose to the grindstone and hone in the skills and get out of my pity party and all the things, right?
Get out of your way. Get out of your own way. Because that's what it always comes down to. You're in your own way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, lovely. Should we get a website from Saba?
Absolutely. I think we just got the 3-minute warning. So Saba. How can people find you? Where are you? And how can they find you if they would like to have a session with you?
If you would like to book a session with me, my website is qhhtflorida.com. And definitely fill out the information. I'll get back to you to book a session. And also, I do have a YouTube channel where I discuss some information as well at allaboutenergylife.com. So, yeah. Those are the two links.
Oh, I have a question about the YouTube channel. Would they be able to hear your light language there?
Oh, I'm not out the closet with the light language yet.
One of these days, guys, we'll get it out of her.
One of these days.
Oh, yeah, Tracy is a pusher.
How's that light language going? Inch, inch.
I'll give you that light language. That's another thing. Light language with my hands. That's after level one, by the way.
Yeah. All right.
Shifting gears. Example of that really quick. We have 1 minute. So.
Yeah. So Juliet, do you want her to tell about that, or do you want to give the audience, how did they find a practitioner?
If you're looking for someone, well, we do want to do that. Just very quickly, QHHTofficial.com. Go to find a practitioner page, and you look for someone in your area or wherever you're willing to travel to, and see who resonates with you. Do your due diligence. Check them out. See who feels right to you. You will know who is right for you.
And if they want to be a practitioner.
Yes. Then same website, QHHTofficial.com. We have all the information on the homepage. Level one, you start there, and then you can move up if you want to do that. That's your choice. But you can learn everything you need to do this technique, this beautiful, beautiful technique to help others discover who they really are. Tracy, you have a coupon code if people want 10% off.
If you guys want to do level one and save 10%, put in "the magic is real." All is one word. The magic is real. And then I think Saba has some hand language.
Yeah, let's leave on that. Usually I ask for a parting message. Leave with your hand light language.
Hand light language, sending you lots of love and energy.
Ooh, I can feel it.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I just felt that. Woo.
It was an absolute honor. Thank you so much.
Saba.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you all. We love you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Till next time.